Johnny.
What the hell's going on? I mean, what the hell is going on?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
And here we go.
All right, guys, we're back to the Smoky Shelter with your host, Big Lance, and...
Phil.
Phil.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Tonight, we are talking about...
Armageddon with that Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne.
Batman?
And,
Batman was in Armageddon?
And, Edward Norton. Didn't he play that?
Edward Scissorhands.
Then what? Now we're knowing in that.
What are you talking about?
And Armageddon.
No.
And then
Ben Affleck.
And Crazy Eyes from
Steve Buscemi.
Steve Buscemi. And and Steven Tyler. See, he had Ben Affleck.
I said Ben Affleck.
That's who I meant. And then the animal crackers on that bitch's tummy. Remember that? Remember the animal crackers on that bitch's tummy?
We're not doing Armageddon, man.
Do you remember?
I do. Why are we talking about
that's
Armageddon?
That's when I think he was singing that song to her. Leaving on a jet plane. Don't know if I'll be back again. Leaving on a jet plane. Louis Armstrong. Oh, baby, you. No, what did he do? He did another song. All right, we're back to the Smoke Shelter with your host, Big Lance and Phil. And we got a movie called Super Bad.
2007.
And it was a pretty super badass movie, man.
Seven.
The dialogue between Seth and Evan is hilarious. And do you know that Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg wrote this movie?
No, I did not.
You know Seth Rogen wrote it, right?
Yeah, I knew Seth Rogen had a hand in it.
Well, yeah, Evan Goldberg actually did it with him because he does most of his movies with Seth Rogen.
And this was
they
based
did
on,
Sausage Party.
This is based on their shit.
It was based on loosely on. I reckon both of them's life, but I did hear in a podcast where Seth. I think it was on The Nerdist with Chris Hardwick.
Yeah,
I think I remember him talking about how it was based loosely on his life and how you know you're in high school and you're trying to get pussy off throughout high school, but it would have never happened that way. The big party at the end of the high school year. Oh, we're finally gonna get a piece of pussy. It's all these movies are like that. American Pie, everything's like this. You're a fucking nerd all through high school, and then you just all of a sudden you get a piece of pussy at the end of the year.
And you're
no,
cool as
you're
shit.
Still a fucking nerd at the party, and they're like, ah, look at the nerd at the party. Well, then maybe he gets cool because he drinks, and they're like, ah, he's cool now because he drinks.
Who's Evan? Who's Seth? I'm Seth. Let's take another drink to me.
Jonah Hill is hilarious.
Oh, he's really good.
But Michael Cera
I'm
and Jonah.
I'm not a piece of meat.
Jonah Hill and Michael Cera together, man. They're hilarious. They're banter. And Emma,
this big bottle of lube.
I'm had it. Yeah. I need your big bottle of lube for your big
4-inch dick.
Yeah.
These bitches aren't 80-year-old shriveled up things. They're down to fuck. They're ready to go.
And I love Emma Stone's.
Oh.
I love their little conversation at the end where she's like, "You didn't fuck up, Seth." And then all of a sudden that bitch passes out and headbutts her
what
in
the
fucking neck.
Fuck?
What the fuck, man? I laughed so fucking hard.
I went back and rewatched it.
Did you?
I did. I went back and watched it.
Because that shit was so fucking funny, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
The fucking monologue and dialogue in this movie was top notch, man. But he spent his whole life writing this movie. This was his masterpiece.
And it's an awesome movie. McLovin,
dude. Well, how can you fucking make...
It's you, McMuffin!
Yeah, hey, what about their fucking dialogue together? Seth Rogen and Bill Hardin and McLovin, that shit is fucking... Every time they're on scene together, you're laughing your ass off. Am I right?
You're right.
He's like, can we shoot at it? I don't know. Can you? And he hands him the gun. That's just fucking badass, yeah. Dude. I love this fucking movie. The fucking, from the dick pictures.
I had this problem. I had when this I was big, in first grade.
Wonderful masterpiece of
I
a cock.
I couldn't stop drawing dicks. Dicks everywhere. And I'd put them in my lunchbox. This Trevor
Dick,
treasure
Dick Tracy,
trove of dicks.
Dick Tracy treasure trove. Dick Tracy treasure box. And then he's like a beautiful, magnificent...
veiny bastard.
Veiny, thrusty, fucking cock hitter on the leg. And then they...
You hit Becca with your dick? I did!
Yeah. Michael Cera is fucking hilarious, man. If he played in every movie that ever come
Bye.
Out...
Sorry!
If they put him in every movie that ever come out, I would go see every movie, right? But anyway, this motherfucker's like, yeah, and then I had to go see a psychiatrist. They literally made me stop eating things that was dick-shaped.
You
know
those
are all the best foods.
He's like, you know what foods look dick-shaped? All the best kinds.
Yeah,
hot dogs, popsicles, corn dogs.
It's true, there is a lot of dick-shaped food items. There is. It's true. It's a fucking God-given fact. I don't know if God made a lot of dick-shaped food items.
He made a lot of people who thought about making
bananas. He made that.
He did. Ain't nothing sexier than a woman eating a banana.
Right. That's the most one of the most sexiest is bananas, right? Because it's so dick-shaped.
Cucumbers.
He did that. Squashes. They got balls on them. What about them things that hang from the trees and you put a hole in them and make a bird's nest out of them?
Fuck the hole. Gorgons.
Gorgondites.
Gorgondites. I think
that was from Toy Soldiers.
Small Soldiers.
Gorgondites. Anyway, super bad, man. And then the little humor.
I love the 70s theme of it, too, even though it's based in the 90s.
Yeah, when they're in.
But I think he wanted to base it in the 70s because that's what they were. But
that's
it
when he
still kind of comes out as like the 90s, don't it?
Yeah, kind of.
But there's no cell phones.
The old dancing and shit. Yeah, no cell phones. I love the scene where he's talking to the teacher. And he's like, no offense. This shitty fucking school. No offense. Your shitty fucking job. No offense. And then he's,
give me a fucking break. Sorry for cursing. But it's last day of school.
And then she puts him with Emma Stone.
And then
I'll
give it another shot.
And then Evan's over there with his fucking cat partner that he doesn't.
That looks like so much fun. I mean, look at that. Look at that. That is so much fun.
And they're fucking
and I'm over
putting
here
each other.
Eating my shitty food. I'm like a single mother.
And they're putting their fucking aprons on for each other and shit like that. And then he starts acting like he's fucking Emma Stone. And then fucking Evan's covering the Chinese dude's eyes.
Chelsea was watching this part. And then when he jacked off into the cup right. And then drank it, she was like, ugh.
She done seen that porno. She's done seen that porno. We've all seen it.
But anyways.
Don't act like you ain't seen that porno. All right. But I love all his little fucking dick humor, man. That's where Seth Rogen got his start from, was dick humor. And it's
that's
good.
Where he's still going with.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good. It is. You can't,
I love Seth Rogen movies, but, you know, they get
he
old.
He can't do
quick.
Nothing serious, though.
No.
There's nothing that he's done that has been serious, is there?
No.
I think that 50-50 movie was a little serious. That was him and Jonathan Levitt Gordon.
Joseph Levitt Gordon.
Yeah. And they both got cancer, or he's got cancer. One of them got cancer.
I've never seen it.
That's a good movie. That dude that was on the Client movie. He plays in a good movie about a dude that's got cancer, and they go to the woods and get a bunch of leaves and fucking boil them, and they're trying to find a cure for cancer. It's a fucking good ass movie. You should watch that. The Cure, I think it's called. The Client, The Cure. I don't know what it's called, but it's got that kid from The Client in it. Yeah, we all finna quit. When I quit, y'all gonna have y'all gonna do it.
Eventually.
And then when y'all see my muscles and how veiny my cock is, y'all are gonna want some of that.
Anyway, back to our conversation. Let's talk about some more favorite parts. I know you got some favorite parts in this
one. Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of good parts.
Well, throw me some out.
I love when McMuffin is at the goddamn...
McMuffin!
I love when he's at the fucking the liquor store and he drops the liquor bottle or drops a bottle of beer or something and the fucking man walks up to him and he's like, "Sir, did you drop this beer?" No.
And he starts kicking it with his feet, and he's like, "You should really clean this up. This is a safety hazard."
Yeah, and then he buys all the beer, and he takes it to the counter, and then the lady's like,
"But you forget where the guy goes. Fuck my life."
Yeah, I remember that. And then, but he takes all the beer to the counter. He's like, "I heard they recently added a lot more hops."
I love this stuff.
And then anyway, she's like, "Can I see your ID?" And looks at the ID, and he's like, "What does he say?"
She just shrugs it off.
You know what would have been funny if he would have been like, "Yeah, I've been working for the city, but I'm looking forward to going to school so I can get a better career." Or what does he say on fucking Dazed and Confused?
Something like that. Yeah.
Some shit like that. All right, well, here's a little more change for your pocket. That would have been funny for him. But then he gets punched by the fucking man or whatever. And then the police come, and it's Seth Rogen and Bill Hardin, and they fucking talking to that black woman. He's like, "What did the guy look like? Was he like me, or was he like you? What, a female?" "No, was he white? Or no, was he, what? And then she's like, "He looked like you."
He was
a Jewish. They're normally docile.
This is unusual for them.
They're normally docile. And then,
but there was a part I noticed here. Did you watch this on Netflix or DVD?
I think I watched it on Netflix.
Okay, I watched it on Netflix. We don't know what happened to our DVD.
All right.
They cut a major part out. Afterwards they say, "Okay, so basically what you're telling us is you have
the suspect was
African American Jew who was about 5'2". And she was like, no, that's not what I'm saying. And then she goes into this big ramble. She's like, "I have a veterinarian." Well, on this one on Netflix, she just jumped straight into, "I have a veterinarian. I can't do this." And leaves.
That's the extended version.
They cut all that shit out. Unrated, I'm sure.
Well, that's cool. But then, they give McMuffin a chance, and they start hanging around him, even though they know he's underage. But they're giving him the time of his life, right? So that's pretty cool. But I like the part where Seth's at the grocery store, and he's imagining all these different scenarios where he buys the beer or the liquor.
Yeah.
And then the old lady helps him, and she's like, "Enjoy fucking Jules." And he's like, "I will. Enjoy living the rest of your life." Or some shit.
"I will."
Yeah. And then, or what about when he just goes and pays the man? He's like, "That'll be $80. And then he hands him an $80
bill. "Will this work?"
Yeah, he hands him an $80 bill.
It absolutely will, Seth.
It certainly will.
And he calls him by name, Seth. Logan pointed out when he was watching this. He was like, "How do you know his name?"
Did you watch it with Logan?
Yeah, Logan's already seen it.
I'm sure, yeah.
That's why we can't find it. Any movie that we got that's got boobs in it is now nowhere to be found in our house.
Right.
I'm sure if I looked under his bed, they would all be up under there.
You've never looked up under there?
Hell no, dude. There might be something up under there that would get you, man.
No fucking jelly peanut butter and jelly sandwich might come alive and fucking
peanut
take your life.
Jelly time, peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
Peanut butter jelly with a baseball bat. All right, that's enough of that. All
right, so back to Superbad.
This movie's more than just a dick movie.
It's a coming of age.
It's a bromance.
Dude, it's a coming of age.
I get it. It's a bromance. And it's more than that. It's about them, you know, they're high school buddies, and they realize that they're splitting apart a little bit. And most likely, in 10 more years, they'll never even fucking talk to each other again. I mean, it's just truth, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and it did kind of choke me up at the end, man, because I thought about it. You know, at the end, they're walking off with their bitches, and Seth's looking back at him, and Evan's looking back at him, and it's like, yep, that's it, buddy. The bitches got y'all now. It's fucking over. Y'all's fucking, y'all ain't hanging out no more. What about when they're fucking laying together, and they're fucking, they're laying together, and they're spending the night together after the party and all, and he's like, you're my best friend or whatever, and he boops him on the nose, boop. That's just fucking funny.
What about when that chick's trying her best to fuck Evan? She's like, look at it, look what I have for you under here.
Hey, what about McLovin fucking that bitch that had the see-through pants on? Where
I told her what time it was.
Hey, that chicka chicka, yeah, think I did, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or, yeah, it's like, I can totally see her underwear or some shit. He was fucking funny. All of them, man. It was a very good duo with Seth and Evan. But then when you added McLovin, I mean, it just made it perfect, dude. The best fucking
What about
trio.
When that dude backs into him and he backs into Seth?
Seth gets run over twice.
Yeah,
man.
Once by a cop. But he's straight like, he's telling that motherfucker, he's like, you better buy us some fucking, get us some alcohol or some money right now, or I'm finna get the police.
I'll take you to this party, man, or some shit.
What do you think was going on with that dude at that party?
Dude, he was on a bunch of drugs, that guy.
He just immediately walked in and got on that dude's phone.
He was on a bunch
of
drugs.
Yeah, just go in there and grab you some beers and head on out.
Yeah, he was on a bunch of drugs, that guy. But he is a funny motherfucker, too, man. They had a bunch of good actors in this movie.
These eyes.
That.
I'm crying.
These eyes, I've seen a lot of them, and I'm never gonna see another one like I had with you. These eyes. I'm crying. These eyes, I've seen a lot of them, and I'm He started crying.
Everybody kept saying
it was like he was finna cry. Yeah, and everybody was like, that's just fucking Jimmy's brother, man. It's Jimmy's brother, the one that can sing. Sing us a song, Jimmy's brother. Sing us a song, Jimmy's brother. Man, that's it. That is my favorite part of the movie, is when he's singing that song and he starts choking up at it and he's crying because he really don't want to be in that room.
That one dude was a geek and he was like,
yeah.
Sing it.
Yeah, he reminded me of the dude off of Tito. What was his name? The dude that was on the movie with Denzel Washington, one of my favorite movies that I can't think of the name of. Anyway, he's like, I push your shit. You don't remember that?
Training Day.
Training Day, yeah. The Mexican, he's like, I push your shit or some shit.
I push your shit out.
But dude, that's what he reminded me of when he did that, strained his neck and shit.
Oh, God, it hurt.
But that is my favorite part of the movie. These eyes. Oh, crying. But, man, they're so codependent on each other. And Michael Cera don't realize it. But he's codependent on Jonah Hill throughout the movie, you know? Jonah Hill's codependent emotionally towards Michael Cera. He's like,
oh, yeah.
We need each other.
Right out the gate.
You're leaving me. I'm eating lunch. I got to sit here and eat lunch like that fucking queer over there. And, you know what I mean? He's like,
well,
you're going to make me look like that, dude.
Well, yeah.
I got to go,
what
man.
Do you want me to
I
do?
Got my own fucking life, too, you know? But, and then.
What about the very beginning of the movie?
But then look at the end. Michael Cera needs Jonah Hill to carry him out of that party, man.
All right, well, at the very beginning of the movie, it starts with them on the phone together, talking, him pulling up, them talking while he's walking down the steps, and them closing it, getting in the car. Continuing their conversation.
And then them mamas to go booties.
I am seriously so jealous of you for getting to suck on those tits as a baby.
Well, you got to suck on your dad's dick.
So we're even.
Michael Cera is so fucking funny with Jonah Hill. Their humor together is fucking one of them. They need to do more. Why don't they do another Superbad? Did that movie not make the money?
We'll get to that.
They could do a college version of them.
Not
I mean,
now.
They still look like they're fucking 12, dude.
All right, well,
you don't think they could do a college version?
Not
yeah,
now.
I think
they could.
Could
do a
Chatham Tatum can be in it.
They could do a
Chatham. It could be 24 Jump Street with Michael Cera.
They could do a reunion version.
That's cool too, man. Fuck it. But yeah, there's a lot of movies that's tried to do this movie since it happened, and it just ain't happened. Project X. It was a good movie, and it had the three guys together.
You talking about the time travel one?
No, Project X.
Oh,
just the party one. The party one.
Did you ever watch?
They're gonna do a part two.
Project X 2. Project
Dominic.
Mm-hmm. That was good.
Yeah, but did you hear what I was saying?
Yeah.
They've tried to do that again. Other companies, but it just hasn't been as good as Superbad because it's just them two characters together, man. They're so fucking good.
Well, it's like the concept of American Pie, the way they
true
kept doing,
yeah, they were good too, man. But I fell out of them real quick. But the first one I really enjoyed. But I was into that fucking dick humor back then and stupid shit.
Our favorite is the third one, Wedding, American Wedding.
The funniest part's when that motherfucker is fucking that pie and they walk in on him. That's the funniest fucking part.
But the second one, he glues his dick to the tape.
Every one of them's got something.
In the third one,
it looks like he's fucking a dog in one of them.
And he shaves his pubes and throws them out a window and he gets sucked back into the kitchen and thrown all on the wedding cake. And then you had the reunion one. I don't remember that one. I watched it. Superbad.
I really loved it, man. You want to go on a rating and review now?
Let's do it.
All right. I really loved it. They had a bunch of great fucking actors, and they have really launched their careers. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That launched Michael Cera's career. That launched Jonah Hill's career. That launched Seth Rogen's career. Even though he created it, that launched all their career. I think Seth Rogen really had a big fucking reason why all these actors have made it. James Franco, I mean, if it wasn't for Seth Rogen, James Franco wouldn't be the actor he is now.
Which means Dave Franco wouldn't be.
Dave Franco probably wouldn't be
it. You know what Logan calls him?
What?
Little Franco.
Little Frank?
Yeah, he says Little Franco. Like, we watched a movie that he was in this movie, Superbad. Lil Franco. He was on the soccer field when he was like, get off the ring. He's like, you peed yourself. He's like, that was 8 years ago, fucker.
Yeah.
That was
Dave Franco. Yeah.
That was Lil Franco.
I do remember
that. As soon as he ran on and said that, Logan was like, oh, it's Lil Franco.
Yeah, there's a bunch of good actors in this. And Seth Rogen has launched all their careers.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Bill Hardin, now, he was...
He's Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live helped him, but Seth Rogen has had him in a bunch of movies now. I think he was in that Interview, wasn't he?
He was in Pineapple Express, too.
Yeah, Pineapple Express.
At the very beginning.
So Seth Rogen's helped his career, we will say that. In his movie career, he's helped him.
Danny McBride, too.
Oh, yeah, Danny McBride, actually Will Smith, Will Ferrell helped Danny McBride with Eastbound and Down. I don't know what he started out in. I think he did Tropic Thunder before Eastbound and Down. I think we figured that out when we looked that up one time.
But, yeah, he's been in a bunch of Seth Rogen movies, too. But anyway.
But, yeah.
Yeah, let's rate and review.
But Will Ferrell produced that Eastbound and Down. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He had something to do with it.
All right. Let's do some rating and review on Superbad.
Let's do it. It was one of my favorite movies. When it come out, I was like, that's my fucking favorite comedy right there. I can watch it, and I watched it over and over again. I watched that movie probably. I probably watched this movie as much as you've watched American Pie or Waiting or something like that you really like, you know.
I've watched this movie probably just as many times as those.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just saying that that's probably around as much as I've watched. Because when I bought the DVD, that's all that I had at the time. I didn't have all this digital fucking movies and shit. All I had was my DVDs, and that was one of my parts of my collection that I went back to more than once, you know.
Yeah.
So it was a big fucking part, and I probably still quote fucking lines from this movie from time to time, you know. I can't think of one, but I'm sure I do. But I'll say some McLovin fucking dialogue or something like that. All right, but I'm gonna give this movie, I'm gonna give it a 9, man.
9? 9. 9's fine. 9 is fine, dude. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's Seth Rogen's best work.
All right. Well, I'm going to come out the gate swinging. I'm going to say, I'm going to give it an 8.5. It is one of my favorite comedies, and 8 is great, so 8.5. I can't quite give it a 9, but it is there. But you know why I can't quite go 9?
What?
Because when you said it, I should have went, fuck yeah, but I went, oh. But then when I watched it, I was like, yeah, this is, I laughed. I laughed hard as fuck.
It's a really fucking funny
When I
movie.
Watched this movie, I was stoned all the time when I was younger. Like I'd be sitting there smoking the whole time I'm watching it. I have to go outside and smoke now. Anyway, so yeah, 8.5 for me.
I like it.
Well, let's do a little budget versus box office.
All right.
What you think this movie, 2007, made
Evan
or spent?
Evan Goldberg is who put Seth Rogen on the mark. Evan Goldberg was a writer-director way before.
Is that the dude that did the Goldbergs?
I don't know.
That was Adam.
I don't know what the fuck he did. I just know that I've heard Seth Rogen talk about him. He's older. Gentleman, he's older than Seth Rogen, and he's the one that brought Seth Rogen into the fucking writing game. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Or he's the one that launched Seth Rogen's career. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, I'm going to have to say I really didn't do nothing, but I really didn't have no big, huge money scenes, you know?
Yeah, and the actors that were in it that are big wasn't really that big at the time.
I mean, yeah. The most expensive night was probably the party where they had maybe 100 people at the party, stand-in people.
Extras.
Yeah. Yeah, because they probably paid them about $500 to $1,000 a piece. Or they probably just told them, come to this little party. Let's party a little bit. We'll give you some free beer and drink and sign this waiver. Ain't no telling. But anyway, I'm going to say, have you got it pulled up? The budget was $20 million.
$20 million.
Really?
Yeah. You know your Dick Stoner comedy. Box office.
Box office, $100 million.
$170 million.
Wow. See, that motherfucker was a good movie, dude.
Wow.
How did that many people go see a comedy? In box office, people don't give a shit about comedies in box office. You know why? Because there's nothing special about going to see somebody make you laugh in box office.
When you can watch that at your house.
Yeah, you want to see fucking big fucking badass explosions in box office. When I go see box office, I want to go see
an experience.
Right. I went and seen which. Hansel and Gretel in the theater. That was pretty cool. It was 3D. I went and seen The Hobbit in 3D. That was pretty neat. Bunch of war and shit on TV. That was pretty cool. You know, shit like that. that's what you go to see, explosions and nice scenery and shit. You don't go watch a comedy. But they apparently thought this movie was so good that people came to see it.
That's right. All right, let's bust up into the social net worth a little bit with
what year was this?
Huh?
What year was this movie?
2007.
Social Network was out at the time. That's why this movie did so good, maybe.
What's that got to do with it?
You can advertise a lot easier on Social Network.
Oh, Social Network was out. I thought you meant the movie, The Social Network.
No.
That's where you fucked me up. Okay. Yeah, that's true. Let's let's do the social net worth. This was your pick, so it's on me. Let's go Jonah Hill. What's Jonah Hill's net worth?
Let's say Jonah Hill's net worth is it's like $30 million.
I'm gonna say $20 million. How much is Jonah Hill worth?
He's been in a lot of movies, man. He played in the museum movies. He played in a shit ton of movies, dude.
$30 million.
Wow.
And while Jonah Hill isn't quite the same pay as his A-list co-star, $60K, it's pretty low ball for the actor. Okay.
What?
I don't know. Anyway, so $30 million. Jonah Hill only got paid $60,000 for Wolf of Wall Street.
So I got a nail on the head? $60 million? What, Jude?
Jonah Hill
only got paid what?
$60,000 for the Wolf of Wall Street.
I better get a back end deal, though.
I don't know. It didn't say. But it's $30 million. Yeah, you got it dead on the head. You said 30, I said 20.
All right, well, then I'm going to go with, let's do Michael Cera then.
Michael Cera?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 10 million.
I'm going to say that motherfucking Arrested Development paid him. Because he was there for like 9 seasons, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a good deal. I'm going to say he got paid at least, no, at least 90,000 episode, man. I'm going to say Michael Cera's worth 15 million. Maybe 17 million.
Which is
15 million.
15 million. And who are we talking about?
Michael Cera.
Who? Michael Cera. What'd I say?
10.
10. That's right. How much is Michael Cera worth?
How much?
$20 million.
I was closer. 15. All right, let's do one more. Pick somebody from the movie.
You know he talks as the son of For Bears, Stain Bears?
Didn't know that.
Yeah. He looks like him too. He's the love child of Andy Samberg and Jonah Hill. No, Andy Samberg and what's the dude that played in Zombieland?
Zuckerberg.
Yeah, the guy who played Zuckerberg.
Fucking
Eisenberg.
Eisenberg.
Okay.
Heisenberg.
Anybody for fun?
Jesse Heisenberg.
Anybody for fun you want to throw out?
For fun? Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen?
That'd be a good one. Because he's a director, actor, writer, so it's hard. He's got a little more under his belt than these other fuckers.
Seth Rogen's net worth is $30 million.
I'm going to say 35.
35, okay. How much is Seth Rogen worth? What'd you say?
35.
What'd I say?
30. 45. Wow. I got you.
All right, so we're pretty much done. All right, so let's do one word.
All right, I'm gonna just say I'm gonna I'm just going to say nostalgia. I'm just going to say bad. It was bad.
It was super bad. you say bad, I say super. It's super bad.
You remind me of Danny right there. It was super bad.
You're super bad.
What's your one more?
Bad. Now let's leave it like it was. I liked it. It was bad. It was super. It was super bad.
But it was very nostalgic. You know, you walk through high school once, pussy. That's all it is.
That's what it is.
And you got your homie, and then you lose him because you find some pussy.
And you find a laundry detergent bottle full of beer. Green beer. It's okay that you're burping bubbles. All right, let's plug this shit. Guys, if you liked it, check it out.
Oh, man, it ain't been on the whole time.
Oh, you fucked hard. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Tell your friends, listen to us, check us out.
Twitter's on Twitter.
Like us, man. Twitter. Any last words, Big Lance?
Twitter's on Twitter.
Later.
He's out.
Why so serious?
Dance off, bro. Me and you. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard?
Time to nut up or shut up.
You, no trouble. Me? Fifth element, supreme being, me, protect you, sleep.